You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Most of the ambient music is quite repetitive. I'm relying on the notion that repetition is actually a way of pushing the listening mind onto details, moving it away from certain aspects and pushing it onto smaller and smaller, more transitory details.
That's Brian Eno talking in 1987 on Totally Wired about the ambient concepts that formed seminal albums like Music for Airports and Discrete Music. It's a concept that Jerry Pergolesi realized even before he decided to reimagine discrete music for live instrumentalists.
I had to do a long drive after a gig late at night, and I was going from somewhere in the middle of Michigan down to Detroit. So I put on the original discrete music and just looped it over and over again. And I don't remember the drive. I don't remember a single thing about that drive. All I know is that music would basically, I was in it. And then when I arrived at my destination, I was there.
Brian Eno recorded Discrete Music in 1975. Playing a couple of short melodic fragments on a synthesizer, he ran them through an equalizer, some echoes, and into a tape machine. The tape from the first tape deck ran to the take-up reel of a second machine, and the output of that deck is fed back into the first tape machine, which records the overlapped signals ad infinitum. It sounds simple and possibly a little boring, but instead it's a mesmerizing journey, a slow flow down a river of melodic invention. Born in 1964, Jerry Pergolesi is a rocker-turned-new-music exponent. He heads up Contact, a contemporary music ensemble in Canada. He didn't start that way when he played in rock groups as a teenager, but it wasn't your usual high school cover band.
Back in the days of being in the rock band, when we were just playing anything and everything, we would do a set where we would cover Lark's Tongue and Aspic Part 2, and then we would play a watered-down version of some kind of derivative Tangerine Dream. and then we'd follow that by a cover of The Jam.
In fact, Tangerine Dream's Phaedra was the first ambient music he heard.
I just remember hearing that and kind of going, oh my God. It was just this, it was a light bulb moment for me.
Pergolesi decided to adapt to Brian Eno's music about 10 years ago after hearing the New York New Music Ensemble bang on a can All-Stars rendition of Eno's Music for Airports. But for Contact's first ambient recording, he chose Eno's Discrete Music. Eno famously once labeled himself a non-musician, and discrete music, with just a couple of melodic phrases played once and sent into the looping system, could be seen as anti-musician.
Yeah, which I like about it. It's funny because I've tried playing along with some of our recordings on different instruments, and it's pretty hard to get it right. I mean, you can say, oh, there's not a lot of technical prowess involved or whatever if you want, but there's a completely different discipline to it. Just recently I took a course about minimalism once again with Russell Hartenberger, and he was talking about the early days with Glass and Reich, and he was talking about having to learn how to play with a different kind of discipline to play that music.
Nevertheless, discrete music provided a particular challenge when Jerry Pergolesi transferred it to a 9-piece ensemble that included winds, strings, guitar, and vibraphone.
It took some experimenting to figure out, how do I make humans behave like a machine without it really seeming like they're behaving like a machine?
For all of that, there is a natural, one might say human, flow in the music from Contact's 9 musicians.
I struggled with that for a little bit. As soon as I heard Sarah play with a little bit of vibrato, for instance, it freaked me out. I was like, it's not supposed to sound like that. And I didn't know how to react to it, to be honest. And I got a lovely email from a group in Italy called Triac, and they said it was the emotion behind it. And I'd never heard anyone describe discrete music in terms of emotion.
Contact's rendition of discrete music isn't a note-for-note transcription. The original version is 31 minutes long, but Contact plays it for a full 60 minutes. Pergolesi didn't just double the work or slow it down. He actually rearranged it, much in the manner of Terry Riley's In C. That landmark minimalist work consists of a series of melodic fragments that are played by each musician for as long as they want before moving on to the next.
I narrowed it down to the fragments that we have, and then I use the band as a looping machine. So it's through instructions as to how the band does it, and actually the recording that we've released is the third take in as many years, simply because it's an off-the-floor recording. It is a live recording. So when we started, that's us playing for an hour.
Even after making the recording, Pergolesi went to Evan Zaporin of Bang on a Can to see if he'd violated some sacred Eno principle.
But he said basically when they did music for airports, they wanted to pay homage to the artifact of the recording. Whereas when I showed him what my process for discrete music, he says, what you're doing is paying homage to the process. He says, I think you're doing the right thing here. So when he said that, I was like, okay, fine, I can move on.
Jerry Pergolesi says he hasn't heard from the composer yet, but an immersion into Contact's discrete music reveals one of the guiding principles of Brian Eno.
I want the notion of something that was steady state, in the sense that it was always pretty much reliably similar, but it was never exactly the same. A little bit like any natural process, you know, like watching a river or something like that, where it doesn't pull many really big surprises on you, but at the same time it never repeats itself perfectly. So I want to make some music that had that rather homogeneous but ever-changing character to it.
You can float down the ambient river of Contact's discrete music, released on the Cantaloupe label. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.